Date of service, January 11th, 2024. Provider, Carreen, C-A-R-R-E-E-N, last name, Castrol, C-A-S-T-R-O-L-L. Time of service, 4:15 p.m. End of service, 5:15 p.m. Name of patient, Amanda Carlson, C-A-R-L-S-O-N. History of present illness. The patient is a 24-year-old single Caucasian female who presents for treatment / evaluation of ADHD. The patient was diagnosed with attention deficit disorder with hyperactivity at 8 years old in 2008. She was diagnosed by Dr. Gabrielle Carlson at Stony Brook. Afterwards, she was treated by Krista, C-H-R-I-S-T-A, Sinha, S-I-N-H-A, nurse practitioner. She had been on several stimulants over the years until her senior year of high school, among them being Ritalin and Strattera. The patient was accompanied by her mother, who was present during the appointment with the patient's permission. The mother reported that she was failing school as a young child. In the fourth grade, there was a threat of putting her in special school. The patient overcame these difficulties with the help of her parents and her teachers, along with her strong sense of resilience. The patient went on to get a bachelor's degree in health science from Quinnipiac College in Connecticut. She went on to get her master's in biomedical science at Quinnipiac as well. She is currently on no medication. She reports difficulty with focus. She is easily distracted by noise, by people coming in the room, even footsteps above her. Period. She tends to delay tasks that require much effort. She has difficulty finishing tasks. She reports difficulty organizing herself to do projects. She basically copes at this point and throughout college by taking on tasks in a stepwise fashion, breaking them down into small tasks, at which point she gets her work done. In order to complete college, she gave up going out with her friends. The mother stated that she spends hours studying but will get A's. The patient reports that she does have friends. She stated that she is anxious all the time. She feels tense. Her muscles get tense. She gets headaches and stiffness in her neck. She has trouble sleeping since infancy, according to the mother. Right now, the patient reports that she can't stop thinking when she goes to sleep. She overthinks situations and problems. She catastrophizes situations. She generally gets 5 hours per sleep. She generally gets 5 hours of sleep per night. This is not unusual for her. She does not take naps. She has no difficulties with her appetite. She has no GI symptoms. The patient reports being sad, depressed at times. This is in the setting of fighting with her boyfriend, period. She stated that they get into arguments on a daily basis. She stated that he has gotten physical with her. She did fight back at him when he put his hands on her. The mother reports that this young man is not allowed in their home. So she doesn't see, the patient doesn't see him as often as she used to. The patient has no history of hypomania or mania. She's never been sexually abused. She reports being emotionally and physically abused by her boyfriend for the past 4 years. Patient currently denies any suicidal or homicidal ideations. Her mood is euthymic during interview. She relates politely and warmly. She is forthcoming with her history. Next paragraph, family history. Mother suffers from anxiety and ADD. The father has ADD. The brother has ADD. Maternal uncle has a history of alcohol and drug abuse, but has been sober and well for the past 15 years. Next line, substance abuse. The patient reports drinking a few times a year. She will have 3 to 5 drinks over a 4-hour period of time. She has never smoked cigarettes or done drugs. Next line, medical history. Unremarkable. The patient is allergic to amoxicillin. She gets hives. The patient is on Junel, 1 tablet daily, as an oral contraceptive. She is not on any supplements. Next line, surgical. The patient has a history of a left ACL repair from a skiing accident. Next line, social. The patient just graduated in May from Quinnipiac College, as noted. She lives at home with her parents. Developmental, the patient walked and talked on time. She was behind in her reading and writing. There's no dyslexia or learning disability. She was in resource room. She saw the school psychologist when she was in elementary school. The patient was bullied when younger by girls in her school who used to make fun of her, calling her anorexic because she was thin, and an quote, ugly troll, unquote. She reported that this stayed with her and troubled her for quite some time.